The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, I promised we would talk about something really, really important on the show today. And it is whether you've ever watched an episode of a show ahead of your partner when it's a show that you're meant to be watching together. So, I mean, is it a betrayal, as some of them might suggest? Or is it just a practical solution to a scheduling clash, as others quite rationally might suggest? Well, with me to discuss is Holly Carpenter, social media content creator, Niamh Marr, commercial creative director with Journal Media. Niamh, I mean, it's grand, isn't it, to shoot ahead?
Grounds for divorce, 100%.
What? Oh, no.
I would be in a huge amount of trouble if we're watching Traitors together at the moment, me and my husband. And if I attempted to watch it without him, yeah, we would have a serious problem in our household, all right. I do think there are certain TV shows that you can get away with it. We have different tastes. He definitely likes a lot of shows that are based on islands that have kind of a catchy host. So I don't mind if he wants to watch any of that crap without me, to be honest with you. But I think the TV shows that you're committed to, that you've put down as a shared experience together, is a very important, fundamental part of your relationship. And it would cause absolute ructions in my household if I, for example, watched the trailer's final tonight without him, yeah.
Yeah, only if he found out, or vice versa.
Exactly.
So this is what Niamh, what you do is you watch it, but then you just watch it a second time, and you just feign surprise at the surprising
now,
ones.
Now, I have done that with a few documentaries. I've watched some documentaries that I know...
Ah, you just told me it was grounds for divorce.
No, I know. But there's a few that I've watched that have slipped through the net, right? Some about cryptocurrency, anything to do with financial irregularities, love a good Ponzi scheme, right? So if I'm watching something like that, which I know he would be really into, I do pause for thought. And I think, do you know what? I should stop right now because my husband would absolutely love to watch this. But then I'm also willing to watch it again. So I would just be like, I think I napped, I fell asleep, or I wasn't paying attention. So I definitely watch it again with you. So you do what you have to do for that happy marriage life. But I do think what you said about a scheduling clash is a really important matter as well. It's the end of the day. Sometimes you've got that, you know, sacred hour of TV that you might be able to get in before you go to bed. And it is important to, just check in with your loved one. Now, if he's going away, for example, and I'm going away, or there's something happening, we do have to have that conversation about whether we will allow a hall pass on a TV episode. And we have had that discussion in the past with varying results, to be honest with you. But we see how it goes. But Traitors, for example, that's a standing invitation that we're both invited to. And we look forward to it.
Holly, I mean, what they don't know can't hurt them. That's my approach.
Yeah, well, that depends on whether you're a good liar or not. I think I would try and maybe get away with this if I had a better poker face, because I'm not great at the feigning surprise when I rewatch it then and that kind of thing. And I think I'd just be a bit, if he was like, you've definitely already seen this, I would be like, you're one in the traitors who wasn't very good at actually being a traitor. But I think I agree with Niamh. I think it depends on how invested you are in the show. Like, we were watching The Penguin with Colin Farrell recently, and that was one of those ones where the phones were down, the lights were off, we were very invested, and I would have been fuming if he went ahead and watched an episode of that because it was so fast paced and I just was so into it. But I don't know if my fiance Jamie would like me to say this, but we're watching Love Island All Stars at the moment. We love a bit of trash TV. Don't judge us. But with that, I think that because it's live and it's on every night, if you miss a few nights, you're going to see spoilers on Instagram and on TikTok and all that. So he does let me watch that without him. But I think that we would both kind of have to say, like Niamh said, you know, you've a hall pass tonight, go and watch it. But then I have to deal with him asking a million questions when we watch the next episode. He's like, who's he? Who's she? Why isn't she with him anymore? You know, that kind of thing. So it's way more fun actually watching it together if you're both as into the show.
Tell me, is Ekin-Su going to win it again?
I don't know. She's one of these unpredictable ones where she could be doing so well, and then she does something to make the public turn on her. And I'm always like, oh. But I met her at an award show last year or 2 years ago, and she was actually so lovely. Like, I've met a few people from Love Island who you'd be kind of like, oh, they've kind of, the notions have gone to their head. But she was really sound, really down to earth and gorgeous. So I am a fan.
So how do you manage So like Love Island then is something that you both engage in, and I'm glad that your fiance has the confidence to allow you to go on the radio and say that it's what he looks forward to most every night. He wakes up in the morning and he just can't stand the hours until Love Island All Stars is back on. So when it comes to TV shows that maybe one of you is more invested in than the other, I mean, let's say he's much more invested in something. I'm not talking about something you have no interest in, because that's an easy one. You just don't watch it. But if he's more invested than you, I mean, how do you manage that? To what degree do you compromise and kind of feign enjoyment of something for his sake?
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I kind of pretend to be interested in something just to protect his feelings, which if he's listening now, he's going to know that I do that. So that's
Give us a
great.
Few examples of stuff you've watched where you did that.
Just like the documentaries about anything to do with kind of, well, obviously Man United matches. Although I have kind of gotten a little bit more into them, but, you know, he kind of turns to look at me after an unbelievable goal. So I'll celebrate it with him. And then I'm just like on my phone and I can see the disappointment and I feel like I've just kicked a puppy. Like, it's quite devastating. But, you know, we're into what we're into. I suppose just those kind of things. But I mean, I like when we're watching something that we're both equally into. But he's made me put the Man United schedule into my calendar so that I don't act disappointed when it clashes with Love Island. But like, I barely look at my own calendar for my own personal things, so I'm not going to be checking my calendar and my diary for Man United matches, but it was a nice try.
I'll admit to something. I don't know how many years ago Downton Abbey the first season came out. It's many years ago now, quite possibly, but myself and my wife watched maybe the first two episodes, and then I watched the entirety of the series without her, and then went back and watched it all again, and I don't think I ever told her. I mean, she's listening now, I think, and maybe she's finding out for the first time that I just wanted to see it. I wanted to see what happened next. I wanted to see what was going to happen. Lady Mary, you know, and this Turk that had kind of died in her bed. It was just so riveting. Yeah. I couldn't wait. And I cheated on her.
It happened with us with Succession, to be honest with you. We tried to watch Succession together a few years after it had come out. Obviously, rave reviews. I mean, won all the awards. We're like, we're definitely going to get into this. We're going to get excited about it. Because there's something lovely about being excited to watch something together through the chaos of the day. And as soon as everything calms down, it's lovely to get excited about something. And I couldn't get past the second series of Succession. And my husband, Dan, went on. And I think he got through a little bit more. Never really spoke about it again. So again, sometimes things just kind of fade into the background and we say, right, okay, we gave it a good shot. But in terms of like the excitement levels, like Dan is mad up the walls now because there's a new series of The Apprentice starting. And I do think he's listening to this. So I'm, you know, in no way excited for The Apprentice. But I have to say that obviously marriage, a lot of it is about compromise. So I will feign excitement to watch The Apprentice and we'll talk about the elements that we think are overproduced and why would they do that, and we'll look forward to watching it on a, hopefully, I think it's weekly. I hope it's not any more frequent than that because I can only kind of cope with it. But yeah, I do think that it's about kind of matching that excitement to a certain degree, and ultimately if it gets really boring, I'll probably just end up scrolling on my phone, which is also a part of marriage, sitting there in silence on the couch and not actually speaking to each other. So, you know, you take the good with the bad.
Downton aired in 2010. It's 15 years old. Oh my God. That has aged me. Brian in Dublin says, there's no problem in watching an episode ahead of time and ahead of your partner. Just don't sit there with a knowing, smug smile on your face, vibrating with anticipation as the key points arrive. Then you're just a distraction and are likely and deserve to be buried in the garden. Wow, Brian, that text took a dark turn towards the end. I'll give you that. Thank you for the observation, though. Brian, thank you as well to Holly Carpenter, social media content creator, to Niamh Marr, commercial creative director with Journal Media.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.